Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming day study, we were talking about why the Muslim faith is growing while Christianity is diminishing. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Today, they are 43.5% Christian, 33.9% Muslim. In other words, Christianity, in all of its forms, dropped 9.5%. Muslim increased almost a full 10% in that land. I believe the Muslim faith grows because they evangelize the masses, while Christianity seeks ease and pleasure. Their churches are for entertainment more than they are for the gospel and the true, plain teaching of the Word of God. It's who can rock the best today instead of who is preaching the Word of God as it is to men as they are. The Muslim faith also appeals to the fleshly lusts of men. And when I say men, I'm particularly referring to the males. They tell men now that they can have 4 wives. You're in charge of your home. More than just the head of the home, it's more like master and slave. They have 4 wives, and then if one wife quits producing, they can get rid of her under their system and have another wife, so they'll have at least 4 producing wives at all times. They have 72 virgins when they die. Why you'd want 72 mother-in-laws, I have no idea. But that's what they tell us. In addition, Islam has standards. They don't want to put up with the crime like we do. And that's probably something better about Islam than things that go on in America that takes the side of the criminal over the victim. But nonetheless, they don't put up with it. They go through their neighborhoods, and at least the common crimes of gangs and so forth of that nature against their people, they put a good strong stop to that. Abdul Malik, the imam who organized the recent prayer time in Washington, D.C. in the last couple of weeks. They're supposed to have thousands upon thousands, and I think they end up with maybe 2,000. But nonetheless, they had the prayer time there, and it drew much media attention, of course. But nonetheless, he said, we are not out to democratize Islam. Instead, we're out to Islamicize democracy. According to IranTracker.com, Ethiopia and Iran have focused on strengthening their trade relations. They are strengthening their economic ties. In 2007, Ethiopia stated its intent to purchase Iranian oil. In 2008, Iran responded with its stated intent to reciprocate by investing in Ethiopia's private sector, particularly in agriculture and natural resources. Ethiopia also has great relations with Turkey, of which we'll say more in a few minutes. With Russia, she's received some aid, but she does have strained relationships with Russia at the present because Russia helps the Sudan. However, they're still able to buy weapons artillery and things of that nature from the Russians. The next group listed here, the next country listed for us in verse 5 is Libya. In October of 2008, Libya made a gas and arms deal with Russia. It's a deal that Ethiopia also would be interested in. And that could spell trouble down the road for Europe and her gas and oil supplies. There's one thing that these nations that we're mentioning have in common, especially here in verse 5. They all hate Israel. It's unfortunate that our country in September recognized two of the Islamic holidays and sent congratulatory letters from our government, particularly Senator Mrs. Clinton, as well as our president, and honored them two different times while Israel had Yom Kippur and one other one, and it slips me for the moment, but there was no congratulatory letter. Nothing was said about it to show a disdain for them. And when you bless Israel, God blesses you. And when you curse Israel, God curses you. We need to beware. You'd think a country in an economic downturn would think about that. And we need to think of things like that. Verse 6 provides us with the rest of the coalition. Gomer is Germany, not a weird marine. Okay. Gomer was the first son of Japheth. They migrated into the northern parts of Europe. The Germanic tribes of Europe can trace their lineage back to Gomer. All his bands would include Poland and the Baltic states. Now, why would Germany, who is a member of the European Union, why would Germany side with the Russians? Well, Germany receives her gas, her natural gas, from Russia. She's heavily dependent upon Russia for that. So she doesn't want to do anything that will cut off supplies from the Russians. When the NATO nations tried to expand to the Ukraine and Georgia, you remember a couple years ago, the Russians invaded. To be a part of NATO, all the member nations have to vote yes. Germany always votes no. Why? Because they vote yes, it strains their relations with Russia, and they cut off the natural gas with them. And so they're not going to do it. And it's interesting, because NATO was an institution built to resist the Russians. But NATO today is in an advanced state of decay. To resurrect it, the Germans would have to pay a steep economic price. And if they paid that price, they would also carry much of the strategic risk militarily. Recent elections show that Germany has gone to a stronger conservative government. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. In America, many considered President George Bush as a conservative. Actually, he was what you call middle right. He wasn't a conservative in the true case of a conservative. A lot of spending took place in his area. And conservatives are often called on to rebuild the economy of a country. And so that's what they've done in Germany, to strengthen it. And so they're going to stay with the Russians. The Germans see their economic commitment as being to the European Union. And that binds them to the French, and it's a bond that they don't want to break. You see, Germany is the strongest member of the European Union economically. But what you have to understand about the European Union today is that it has no political or military force in relation to the Russians. Beyond economics, the European Union is only a debating society. And whereas Germany remains committed to its economic relationship with the West, there's no way they're going to make a military commitment against the Russians. So you see how this is starting to form as Ezekiel 2,600 years ago said it would happen at the tribulation time. And the Lord said, when you see these things beginning to come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Christians, he's saying, your rapture is getting close. Next group we see is Tagarma. Tagarma, by both theologians as well as archaeologists and historians, is considered to be Turkey. And it says, many people with thee. And you know, that's interesting to me that he says many people with thee, because Germany had many bands. They have many people. I believe the many people with Turkey will be some of these various Islamic groups that are nationless, so to speak, and they team up with them. Now, one of the interesting things is that in most of the nations in the Russian coalition, most of those nations were not a prominent part of the old Roman Empire. That old Roman Empire, its nations will be resurrected in some fashion during the tribulation. But Turkey, in 2006, had the 18th largest world economy. Larger than any Muslim country, including Saudi Arabia, that everybody says so much about today. Turkey is not only an export-oriented country. As a matter of fact, it has developed a middle class that is quite substantial. They not only produce, they buy their products. Matter of fact, Turkey at one time was heavily reliant upon the USA for military help and security. They don't rely on the USA anymore to guarantee its national security. Turkey is a rising power economically, militarily, and politically. Its economy at the beginning of 2008 was $400 billion in value. They have the second largest military presence in NATO. And yet, the Western nations seem to deny Turkey full membership.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.